So now management has guidance and does not need to rely on an auditor-directed standard. And therefore, this enables the SEC to more clearly separate the roles and responsibilities of management and the auditor, so management can focus on what it has to do and the auditor on what he or she needs to do.
Have the changes that have been made today made this a less burdensome or less costly process for businesses?
The SEC clearly seemed to think that this would be less costly, and not just for the companies that have already complied, but for companies of all sizes.
So basically, they get to sort of pinpoint the risks for their particular kind of business.
That's precisely right, and I think that captures really what the SEC is trying to do. Both management and the auditor focusing on what the critical risks are, on what really matters, what can really impact and potentially result in a material misstatement to the financial statements.